This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. He is catching up on some backlog on farming, so I'll be sitting in today. And our guest, as usual on Thursdays, is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Don't ask. I've been in quarantine.
How you doing?
I'm sorry?
As they say in New York, how you doing?
Yeah, really. I'm dragging my knuckles. I've got scars on them. I've been in quarantine for almost 2 weeks. I've been very ill, and I'm slowly recovering. Sorry I've missed the last couple of shows. I'm good to go.
Hey, oh, well, good.
Just as soon as I am able, Rocky Raccoon.
Have you been diagnosed with anything?
My doctor did a remote. That was creepy. Blood pressure, spitum, you know, that kind of thing. And decided not to send me to the hospital because I wouldn't go kicking and screaming. I figured that would have been a death sentence. So I've been just a grumpy old man hanging out here, taking care of myself. I've had friends. My girlfriend, Julie, has been bringing me things every day, putting herself at risk. Things like going to the post office every day for book orders, that kind of thing. Creepy.
Hey, grumpy old men, you never know. They might create another movie with you being the star. You got to stick with what works, right?
Hey, the way I see it, it'll be something like Live from New York. It's, you know, it'll be something. Yeah, there you go. You're getting the big picture. That's my dream, to end up on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll tell you something, Rick. Going to the hospital and acquiring a nosocomial infection, which is pretty threatening these days, is definitely a concern.
I work in hospitals for years. I was in anesthesiology. Everybody gets sick. It's like grade school. It's everything is infectious, and people cough, pick their nose, whatever. It's everywhere, and it's like grade school. Now, with that said, this virus, if this is what I had or not, if you're strong, what it's about is building up immunity like chicken pox, you know, rather than take a vaccine. Good luck with that. They don't make vaccines for this kind of thing. You have to build up your own immunity, and then you don't get it again. That's that. I have no idea what I had.
Well, there is some evidence, and who knows if it's true, because most things from the mainstream media, Rick, is saying that 10% of the people do have a probability of getting it. But you just set the table for a couple of articles I want you to discuss and comment on. I'm going to mention a few articles here, so bear with me for a few minutes.
Naked, or how do I do that bear part? Sorry, Rich. I'm moving in slow motion here. And I didn't know if you wanted me to get undressed.
Well, you did set the table for some topics of discussion.
Sure.
So I want to mention a few articles here, Rick. Bear with me, and then when I'm done, I'll ask for your comments, please. First article is registered nurse threatens to deny Trump supporter coronavirus treatment. Quote, we have to decide who gets the vent. And this is by a registered nurse. Erica Waters is apparently her name. She did a Twitter post. And basically, this guy, his name is George S. Martin, and he posted a picture of himself. And it's basically, he's wearing a bandana over his mouth and nose that says Trump 2020 that his wife embroidered onto it. And apparently the nurse was not real happy. And she said things like, I'll see you in the ER. Please wear your mask. So when we have to decide who gets the vent, it'll be easier. Thanks. So, and next article, I'm going to dovetail a few articles here. Next article, you know, basically it's about Bill Gates talking about mass gatherings is not going to be allowed because we're going to need to inject back everybody. We're going to have ID nanotechnology or some type of unseeable tattoo or something. Basically, medical tyranny and show me your papers before you go anywhere, which is a total threat to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in America. And, you know, I'm seeing more, a lot of, especially in the Democrat blue states, Rick, a lot of more deaths decreasing in other disease states, while COVID-19 deaths are increasing, which basically implies that anybody who gets sick or dies, even though I have an article here somewhere, here it is right here, 86% of New Yorkers who died with the Chinese virus had other illnesses or conditions. And I read an article just recently where Minnesota was also inflating COVID-19 death statistics, and you have to ask, is this fear and panic manufactured to a level to control the people, to create vaccines for big pharma profits, to eliminate rights, to shorten the life of the people, to lower immune systems? I want you to comment on everything I just said for the people on how they can take the perspective of what I just mentioned.
The correct answer is yes.
Can you spell that, please?
Yes, that's called conspiracy on steroids. The thing is, anything you can imagine is probably true, and even more. It's a good way to change over to currency. Yeah, no more oral sex. Let's say there's no more. You got to do a Vulcan mind, live long and crispy, rather than touch somebody. It's going to go downhill from there. We're social beings. I've been cooped up for almost 2 solid weeks, not able to see anyone, and I'm going blind. I got hair on my hands, etc. It's nuts. It's the whole thing is nuts, and yet it's an opportunity to change, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. Call it. My head's still in the air, flipping.
Yeah, you know, there's a. You know the life, and the listeners know the life that I lead here on what I call my hobby farm. I hunt for my meat, catch my fish, raise meat. I grow my own produce. I've given away 50% of everything I've harvested from meat to fish to produce. Pretty much my whole life here in Montana for 35 years. Live off grid, make my own energy. And I'll tell you something, my lifestyle is not really changing much, Rick, because I spend a lot of time being self-sufficient. I spend a lot of time reading and research to give information on the radio, to give people ideas and solutions for thinking outside the box. So I guess where I'm going with this is a suggestion to really have people start thinking differently and becoming a little more self-sufficient. You know, I'm not asking people to drill for their own oil and refine their own gasoline, but there's certain things in the realm of food and activity, skill sets, and going back to some old 19th century.
I will make one comment that I'd like to make clear to everybody. I have never seen the ugliness of political belief systems and the way Republicans and Democrats interface with each other. and Pelosi, et cetera, is at the top of the list. Now, these are supposedly lettered and scholared people, and yet they would behave like little brats in a schoolyard. And I remember a time when the Democrats and Republicans wanted the same thing for America. They just wanted to do it differently. That's not true anymore. In fact, it's been infiltrated kind of like the Boy Scouts. And if you get my drift, and it's kind of embarrassing, and about time we have some serious changes in everything and the way we do things. Now, is it a good thing or a bad thing? And, subway systems in New York. That's crazy. 2 hours of commuting to go to work. Why would anyone want to live like that when they could live like you do? You know, having to shoot poor Bambi. Let's see. I don't know. How about who's on second? You know, we've talked a lot about the coronavirus. It gives the political parties excuses to inform martial law and take civil rights away. The bottom line is, when you give up your civil rights for safety, you lose both. That's Ben Franklin.
Absolutely, Rick. In fact, to comment on what you just said, I was in the Boy Scouts for many years, and they basically indoctrinated me into camping and hiking and the outdoors, and I never had any of the problems that infiltrated the Boy Scouts to basically make them go bankrupt, and everybody said this would happen. And unfortunately, now the demasculization of boys, the lack of skill sets, basically the powers that be are cultivating and grooming people to push them into urban suburban areas so they can be controlled. And their skill sets are now pressing buttons and knowing how to be politically correct. As far as shooting Bambi goes, you know, I prefer to eat non-GMO foods, organic foods preferably. I don't like to eat meat grown in laboratories, especially with all the
No, I was kidding you. I was kidding.
I know you are.
I remember when my dad, who was a bounty hunter, and he trained me how to hunt, and I would say, you know, I was going to be one of those rough boys until I got hunted by a grizzly bear. And that changed everything. And what happened next is, I know how to hunt, but I've stopped hunting unless it's necessity. It's no longer about, you know, He-Man and that kind of thing. Trapping, same thing. And imagine what China's going to do in their diet. Because this whole thing comes from the weird things they eat for dinner.
Well, I understand in the laboratory, it basically...
Oh, yeah, Bill Gates, there he is. The thing is, they had this ramped up in 2006, and they renewed it in 2018 on the patents. And that means it was in a war room. And I have been in war rooms and watched the way the little guys like Dr. Strangelove behaves. It's nuts. And imagine, who would want to use this kind of thing as a weapon with the possibility of it indiscriminately killing everybody?
Rick, hold on to that thought. We're going to comment on what you said regarding this virus being political after the break. Thanks for being here, folks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good morning, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli. He is catching up on a backlog of farming. And I am with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and we are solving the world's problems. And, Rick, before the break, you were talking about or implying about how everything is being politicized today.
Yeah.
Congress is no longer basically working for the people, and they're pretty much working for the lobbyists, the PACs, the special interests. In fact, they don't even associate socially with the people. All they care about and represent is their so-called funders and their personal ambitions, and is more important than representing the people and the manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation is more important than 95% of the people. And before I mention a few articles here regarding the how political the whole system has gotten for the benefit of the few, I want to mention a movie. I talked about it a few times over the years and mentioned it in the book. It's The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn. It's with Sidney Poitier. And Sidney Poitier is a great classic actor. It's an old movie. I'm guessing it's probably in the neighborhood of 15 years old. I'm totally guessing at that. But he's a carpenter. And what his life is, he inherited like 35 acres from his uncle. And it's basically a hobby farm.
He's got cows on it, goats and sheep and ducks and chickens, and he lives off-grid in his barn in the loft without electricity. He's got plenty of money, and basically he just runs around helping people, you know, like fixing this widow with a bunch of kids, fixed her screen door, makes homemade brandy. He even convinced this blood-sucking lawyer to quit his job and basically get into nature and start a winery. And it's just a really good movie about helping others, living below your means, knowing the fine line between needs and wants, and living in nature. So for those of you who have not seen that movie, The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn, with Sidney Poitier, I really recommend you do that. Now, I'm going to mention a few articles here, Rick, and what we should probably try to do, because I notice we have a little delay, Rick. Let's try to give a little pause, and when I'm done speaking, I'm going to say, Rick, so we don't talk over each other, so we can keep our messages in contact.
Good luck with that, yeah. Okay.
Okay, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Next article is House Republican demands Congress defund the World Health Organization until, well, basically that's the meat and potatoes of the article. Next article, universities have been accepting billions of dollars from foreign governments, and that includes Harvard, with professors being paid under the table, and they're failing to report a big chunk of this money. Next article, Ilhan Omar. You all know who she is. She's the one from Minnesota, the congresswoman, who says that Latinos cannot compete in a merit-based system. I'm sure you remember her, the one who married her brother and got into this country with fraud. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, she says the next relief package must provide cash payments to non-citizens. Now, if we can't connect the dots here, folks, I think we're dead. It's pretty obvious they want to eliminate our sovereignty. They want to – the bottom 93% is basically so economically, fiscally compromised. 70% of people don't have $1,000 in the bank. 50% of people can't come up with $500 for an emergency. 80% of people live paycheck to paycheck, but yet the Democrats and a few Republicans want us to pay for illegal immigrants at every level, which increases inflation. As you know, regarding health care, car insurance, education, because they don't have to pay for this stuff, but we do. We foot the bill for them, and that's why the prices of those instances have gone up through the roof. So, Rick, if you would like to comment on whether it be the movie I mentioned with Sidney Poitier or these publicized articles, I will give you the airtime after this break.
No, I'm just too spontaneous for my goodness. I just, you know, when I have a hot flash, I just go with it. And I apologize if I'm interrupting you.
You don't need to apologize, buddy. It just,
I love Sidney
for each other.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 6 million more Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, according to Labor Department numbers released this morning. That's 250,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts were expecting today's number to come in at just over 5 million, so it was a little worse than expected. More than 16 million U.S. workers have now filed for jobless benefits over the past 3 weeks. That coronavirus money from the government could be in your account soon. Direct deposits from the IRS could reportedly start next week, as early as Monday or Tuesday. The agency is also expected to give instructions for how to update direct deposit information if you need to. People making up to $75,000 a year will get about $1,200 of stimulus money and extra money for each qualifying child. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. He is trying a new marketing idea today. He actually found in his high school memorabilia in a single white glove, and he's trying to revive old Michael Jackson music with country music to see if it would work. Now, if you guys believe that, please call me at home. I have some bridges to sell you. Now, Rick, when I talked about that movie, The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn with Sidney Poitier, did you ever get to see that?
Rick, are you still on the line? Okay, we might have lost Rick, folks. I'll let the engineers see if they can call him back and see what has happened. In the meantime, I'm going to go into articles and...
What's happening?
Are you there, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay. I asked you a question. You didn't
answer.
I
answered. Honest.
Okay.
I guess they muted me just because.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you never know these days.
I do.
Technology is not our friend for the most part.
Yeah.
It's about censorship and surveillance against the people. There's no doubt about it. But, Rick, I asked you a question regarding that movie, that Sidney Poitier movie, The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Was it 40 years ago or 30? Something like that. It's a really old movie.
Yeah, it's at least 15 years old. It's a great movie.
Well, no, I think it's older than that because I think I saw it when I was a kid.
You know, Sidney Poitier never gets old. In fact,
no.
That was kind of the M.O. in the movie, basically about his longevity because he was so happy with his lifestyle that he never looked old. And but what do you think about that lifestyle, living on a 35-acre hobby farm, living off-grid, living below your means?
If I weren't writing and, you know, driven to finish things I started, you know, when I was a kid, I would live like a Quaker up on top of a mountain, very simple life. I have to promote and do my little dance because Amazon, I mean, there's no way to promote my books. I need a literary agent. I have a big shopping list. And I can't do it all. I can do it all, but which one am I going to do? Because there's only room for one person at a time. And if I'm writing, how do I promote myself? Dancing. Yeah. So, did you know I have a title for every single year out of graduate school, plus at least 6 follow-up papers for each year? And that's just the beginning. Then you start talking about me being a polymath, which means, oh, yeah, I've been writing in a bunch of different fields. And so there are people out there that don't know I'm the same person. I got called from Poland yesterday. There's a Scorpion is a company that is making hemp harvesters and out of Poland. And they said, oh, we just discovered you and would like you to market our products. And I said, I didn't market things like that. I invented them. That's what I did because back in the 70s, nobody did herbs. How do you get a leaf off of peppermint? You know, that kind of thing. So I've got all these different things I've got to do. I don't have any time to do them. And then I really would like to live a simple life like you do, up on top of a mountain, watching the squirrels and the rabbits mate. That was weird last week. Spring had started and the rabbits were out everywhere. It was creepy. I watch things and I enjoy just sitting. But no, I've got to be productive. So I get this long bullwhip I give to my girlfriend. It gets me going. What did you do today, Rick? How about you, Rich? You got any more books happening?
You know what? I don't because the book that I came out with, I'll be honest with you, the powers that be are doing everything to... I've had books come back to me where my table of contents was deleted. The first chapter was deleted. I literally had books come back to me where the words were transposed, where I've had deleted words, deleted sentences. I've had hundreds of people contact me from around the globe telling me they cannot give a positive. I had up to a 4.7 stars out of 5. I don't know what it is now. It's probably just like 4.3 or something. And basically, they can't add any more positive reviews, only negative reviews. So the powers that be, we're in the book-burning era of America and the world, where political correctness is dominating and holding on to the narrative, swaying public opinion, manufacturing perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, and race baiting is the new norm. And this is why they have to do divide and conquer strategies in order to
win. Well, I follow these kids. They want a drug, so I just did a follow-up, what do you call it, an addendum book on psychedelic mushrooms. I'm going to put it up on the website. Got another one coming out on stress management. Wrote that in 1981 before computers. Imagine me with galleys trying to figure out how to put that back into Word and then index it. Oh, Jesus. It's unbelievable. And I'm having fun writing about drugs because right now I've got a company we've just started up in Edmonton doing chaga. And Israel, got a big coffee manufacturer there, wants to put chaga now in coffee to make coffee healthy. Big tree fungus grows on birch. We're farming it now all through Canada. All these different mushrooms, like I originally dreamed. Forest farming, another title I wrote.
Yeah. In fact, if you ever want to go into edible medicinal plants, I've given many a tour. In fact, I harvest chaga in the winter off of birch trees, and it's all over a lot of other trees too, Rick, like aspen. But I harvest it purposely off the birch because the butylene and butylenic acid that comes off of the birch trees adds more immune stimulants to basically combating cancers and tumors. And chaga,
that birch is where you get wintergreen oil, and that's what the chaga needs in its symbiosis with the polysaccharides. It's interesting. Birch is wintergreen oil because we wildcrafted the herb gone. Now there's hardly any wintergreen anymore. All comes from birch. And you mentioned aspen. Aspen is the second largest life form on Earth. The first one is fairy ring mushroom in the Blue Mountains. Single organism. Takes over a whole bunch of mountains, one organism. Can you imagine?
Yeah. No, I harvest a lot of this stuff. I look at toxicity, I look at palatability, I look at the vitamin contact.
I look at reducing
inflammation and pain. I look at the butylenic acid. I harvest burdock. I harvest hourleaf balsam root. I harvest asparagus, wild asparagus. I harvest
sorrel. There it is. That's a
elderberry.
That's so great.
I mean, there's so many. We can do shows on this. But let's stay on point a little bit regarding some of the things that's going on with the coronavirus, because I know there's a lot of unsettling information, a lot of misinformation that comes from the mainstream media in order to, like we discussed earlier, take away our rights, freedoms, liberties, and justice. So I'm going to mention a few more articles here. Rick, go ahead and comment when I'm done here, please. First article, more people died from suicide last week in Tennessee than coronavirus. I mentioned on the air just 2 days ago how we haven't even hit one-tenth of the deaths compared to the normal flu, which is between 30,000 and 40,000 people in America per year. I'm not basically trying to displace or dismiss the severity of the coronavirus or its contagion. However, there is very obvious that the powers that be are using this agenda to not let a crisis go to waste. Hence the next article. George Soros-funded group to governors release as many prisoners as possible due to the coronavirus. Well, that's what the Nazis did to get the SS. Their secret service, their mercenaries for hire. Next article, Pope says pandemic is clearly nature's response to global warming. Never mind solar activity, pole shifts, and geoengineering and weather modification, and all the hundreds of patents by the Monsantos and the Rothschilds of the world. And next article, last article in this clump of articles, Rick, is Delling poll. Trust the experts on coronavirus. Sure, which experts? Like the Pope, like George Soros. See, we're getting to the point where everybody's bought and paid for, including scientists and the medical field, and the little people don't know who to believe. Your comment, Rick.
Well, the coronavirus is what makes it dangerous is that everybody's going to get it. That means it isn't just a few people. Everybody gets it. That means there's going to be a body count. 1.5% everybody dies of flu. However, 100 times more are going to die from the panic and the stress that it created than from the virus itself. And finally, in Oregon, the body count and the contagion count is down this week. It's going downhill now, not uphill.
Well, that's well said, Rick, and I've used this analogy on the air many times. I don't know if you've heard me. I use it because we're both woodsmen, or at least at one part of your life you were, where people, when you read people who get lost in the woods, what do they die from most of the time? It's not hypothermia. It's not being killed by a bear or mountain lion. It's fear and panic. They just lose it. And that's what makes people die. And, they're using the same strategy here against the people. And they're not giving proper information, and they're fomenting, not like they do with political correctness and hate, but they're fomenting fear. Rick, I'm going to mention a couple of articles here, because we were talking about the politicization of this virus. First article, socialists wasted over $160 million on failed campaign. This is Bernie Sanders, by the way. $160 million that could have been helping the people. This is the socialist who has three homes, who's a multimillionaire, by the way. Next article, Trump, a weird deal. Bernie Sanders dropping out keeps his delegates. Is this basically to drop out and create a brokered convention for a new Democratic nominee? I wouldn't be surprised. Do you have any comments on that, Rick?
The problem I have is with all the candidates. I didn't vote for Trump. I voted against Clinton. It is an embarrassment with whom both parties are offering as their candidate. You know, there was a time when the president or leader of a country was supposed to represent the most scholarly and morally correct. What has happened? It's an embarrassment to be an American now.
Hold that thought, Rick. Thank you for being here, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do the
letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Morning, folks. Rich Sheben here from Montana. I am with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And we're talking about a lot of things, including the coronavirus and then the politics surrounding it and the misinformation and the fact that the powers that be are doing more with our taxpayer dollars regarding manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation than helping the people. And in that note, let's talk a little bit about the misrepresentation and using political correctness to distort facts. I'm going to mention three articles here, Rick, and I'm going to have you comment on them. First article, MSM, mainstream media, finally picks up on the story 5 days later that COVID kills the obese. Next article, professor says fat phobic gaining weight dangerous during pandemic, basically talking about how it's politically incorrect to say that, because to mention fat obesity, even though 40,000 people per month die relating to obese-related conditions of many disease states. And last but not least, 90-year-old Long Island woman saved by HCQ, which is, of course, hydroxychloroquine. And, Rick, there's a lot of blue states, Democrat states, that have kind of almost tried to make it illegal to even discuss HCQ. And we all know, I think, by this point in time, anybody who does a little reading and researching, that HCQ, along with azithromycin, and especially zinc, has been very effective. What is your comment on this and how, you know, it's not just the disease state of being obese, but it's lung issues, it's secondary infections, it's heart issues, it's diabetes. I mean, there's a lot of immunocompromised patients out there in many categories. And I think, like you mentioned earlier in the show, where our immune systems are so suppressed, we are not getting the nutrition that we need to fight off a lot of these bacteria and viruses. So what is your comment on what I just said?
I'm not sure how to respond. I can say that the human body is possibly the finest laboratory we'll ever invent on this earth, and that if it's properly stocked with the right enzymes and da-da-da-da-da, you can do anything, including get younger. I'm going to try that this next year.
Yeah, but a lot of our enzymes and proteins have been proven to be modified in the laboratories.
Well, then there it is. And the fact is, you shouldn't be taking supplements. You should be eating correctly and making your own.
Well, I agree. But a lot of people, 90% of Americans, when you look at the math, Rick, live in urban, suburban America. I really hope this is a wake-up call for the American people to start thinking about living rural, getting a little bit of land, growing a garden, raising animals, maybe doing a little hunting and fishing, maybe living off-grid, and living the life that Sidney Poitier portrayed in The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn. For those of you who have not seen that movie, it's a great movie. It's a little bit of romance. It's a lot. Basically, it shows how happy this man is, Sidney Poitier, his character, living off-grid, living simple, helping others, having his hobby farm with his goats and his cows and his chickens. He had a beautiful little stream running through it and with a nice little footbridge that he was working on. And basically, part of the message in there shows that was about his longevity, because he was so happy in life, he did not look very old. And Sidney Poitier never looked old. I mean, he always looked 20 years younger than he is, but it's just a great movie. It'll make you smile. It's a feel-good movie, and I really recommend you getting that movie. So, Rick, regarding the political correctness about this, where people are saying, don't worry about lowering your bars of standards and expectations, even though being obese contributes to 40,000 deaths per month. What do you have to say about that? I mean, when professors are coming out and saying fat phobic.
Well, I've noticed, drugs are illegal, but tobacco and alcohol are okie dokie. And that's what more people are killed with than any kind of heroin or cocaine, methamphetamine, whatever. Then you move to sugar as the drug of choice. And when you realize that you and I were ingrained with cane sugar right from the get, Coca-Cola Asia right now is no longer using cane sugar or cocaine. That they're using now is Cordyceps sinensis as their sugar in the soft drinks. And that's done in Asia. And imagine being able, but you see what makes that mushroom, the pharmaceutical mushroom, so important.
Hey, Rick, go ahead and hold on to that thought until after the break, folks. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. Thank you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.